what is the Shastra Vichar on such and such a topic? Not what anyone says.
If someone wants to just practice Krishna consciousness and he may feel what is the need to understand about Vedic culture, somehow we are chanting, we are following the process, so is it necessary to know the background of what is the Sanskrit and all? So it isn't just enough to simply chant and read and all that and
That is Vedic culture. But if you think after chanting, I'll go outside and go to a cinema. All these points of Vedic culture. Just like how men and women relate, how gurus and disciples relate, how sannyasis and grihasthas relate, how fathers and sons relate, how fathers and daughters relate. All this is given in Shastra to help us become purified. How we dress, how we eat, what we eat. It's all given in Shastra for our purification. So if we follow the modern way of behaving, young boys and young girls unmarried, joking and laughing together, slapping each other, you can't become Krishna conscious. Because that will increase the calm lust. So they think, well, that's very old-fashioned. Girls that they don't talk to boys. It's old-fashioned, but the old-fashioned is meant for going back to Godhead. The modern fashion is for going to hell. It's not a joke. We're laughing and joking with the girls, but when you go to Yamaraj, don't be laughing and joking. Really? It's a very serious business. I'm not saying this to make a joke, it's a fact. Okay, I'll take one more question and I'll finish. It's a huge topic. Very, very big topic. How should we behave? We see Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita twice ask Krishna about the behavior of a self-realized person. Siddha-pratyasya-kha-bhasha-samadhi-tasya-kesha. Then how does it go? Siddha-di-kim-bhabha-sheta-kim-asita-vajeta-kim. How does a person fixed in self-realization, how does he talk, how does he walk, how does he act, how does he speak? And Krishna had a reply, Vajaha-bhyadam-kama-kama.
Sthita-prajñasthadocyate.
So Krishna described that how does he act, how does he walk, all these different things. It's all based on self-control. So this Vedic culture is meant for self-control, overcoming lust and satisfying. That's the first thing, and satisfying Krishna. Then that becomes Vaishnava culture, which is the topmost part of Vedic culture. Yeah, no?
You said that we have to tell the truth which is pleasing to people and we should not tell the truth which is not pleasing to people.
I quoted Manu on this, not the I said.
Sometimes, like, pleasing to new devotees.
Well, I also said that in the matter of speaking the absolute truth, this does not apply. This is a general social convention. So I modified that statement.
Sometimes we have to find a group which is not pleasing to them. So is it right?
You can't can't say exactly whether it's right or wrong. The result is they become Krishna conscious is right. And there is not in any way. But generally we don't hide the truth. Preaching Krishna conscious means to speak the truth. If we don't speak the truth, then who will speak it? No one else is going to speak it. No one else will speak it. They don't know it.
That may not always be pleasing to them. If you tell the truth. If we tell the truth, that may be not always pleasing to them.
And generally it's not. Those who are sincere, they will be pleased by hearing the truth. Those who are not, they will become angry. So that makes the preaching easy. If you want further discussion on this point about preaching straightforwardly, in this book, My Memories of Srila Prabhupada, I've written a long essay with over 130 quotes from Srila Prabhupada on why we should speak strongly and straightforwardly. I'll finish here now. It's coming in my mind. Hare Krishna.